It's 12:04. I'm Susan Giles, OneTech WUSF 89.7 News. One of three naval airmen killed at Pensacola Naval Air Station by a Saudi gunman was remembered last night in St. Petersburg. As WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, 19-year-old Mohammed Haytham died while trying to stop the shooter.
The vigil was held on what would have been Haytham's 20th birthday. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman was among hundreds who attended the Candlelight Memorial at Lakewood High School. He called for national gun reform and described the December 6th shooting as a despicable act of terror.
It is an act which could have been worse if not for Mo Haytham, because he is a hero who prevented the needless loss of many more lives.
After the vigil, Haytham's mother, Evelyn Brady, led the crowd in an 800-meter run, two laps around the track. It was her son's favorite race.
He pushed himself to greatness. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud to say that is my son. I'm so proud.
Two other aspiring airmen and the shooter also died in the attack. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.
The Navy Times says the Pentagon has posthumously promoted Haytham. Activists are holding protests this evening around the Tampa Bay region in support of impeaching President Trump. The rallies are supported by local Democratic parties and the progressive group MoveOn.org, as WUSF's Bradley George reports.
Protests are planned in St. Petersburg, Tampa, Bradenton, and Sarasota. In Lakeland, organizers plan to march from Munn Park to Congressman Ross Spano's office. Along with his fellow Republicans, Spano has called the impeachment process rushed, improper, and irresponsible. Tonight's rallies are part of a nationwide push on the day before the full House will vote on impeaching the president. Supporters say the demonstrations will send a message that no one is above the law. Bradley George, WUSF 89.7 News.
Spectrum Bay News 9 meteorologist Josh Linker says strong storms tonight usher in colder weather. It's 12:06.